Apparently, though, Kim Hinkle made another movie called Butcher Boys.
Did he? I don't know about this.
This is something I was reading. And they said it's a spiritual sequel to the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre that helps fill in the gaps for Texas Chainsaw Massacre: The Next Generation. I don't know. I've never seen
this. This brings up Children of the Living Dead continuity for me. So, for anybody who doesn't know, there's a million Night of the Living Dead movies. There's like 50 movies. Depending on who you ask which ones are canonical, the Romero ones, and then Russo, who wrote the original movie, did his own franchise and all this other stuff. At one point, though, he went back and redid the original as the 30th anniversary edition. And then that got a sequel, a direct sequel to that, called Children of the Living Dead, which was meant to spawn an entire franchise based on that. And again, fill in the blanks and stuff kind of thing like that did. That movie's awful. So that's how I'd imagine Butcher Boys.
By the way, that timeline is only night, dawn, day.
You stop fully. You don't need any more.
As much as I like Land of the Dead, I believe Land of the Dead is trying to do too much social... don't get me wrong. The Of the Dead movies are social commentary movies on society. I get it. I believe Land of the Dead is trying to be too much social commentary on Bush.
Okay.
Because you look at the Dennis Hopper character in that movie. And George Romero, I've watched interviews with George Romero on that movie, even talking about that, where he said, how do you, and like Donald Trump goes, I want to play this as Donald Rumsfeld. And he goes, yes, that's exactly how I want you to play it, because I'm taught this whole angle is about the Bush administration handling a crisis. And that's how he interpreted that movie. Don't get me wrong, I like the concept behind Land of the Dead. I just feel it's a little preachy. And then what was the one after that one? Island of the Dead.
He did two more after that.
Romero. Video of the Dead.
Diary of the Dead.
Yeah.
And then a direct sequel to that called Survival of the Dead.
That was about the two families where one buries her dead, the other one lets the zombies roam around. Yeah. Diary of the Dead. You know what? You might be able to actually make this its own little mini episode now I think about it. You just cut off the last 5 minutes of this. We just quickly summarize it. Of the Dead movies.
Of the Dead.
You know? Land of the Dead. Oh, where are we? Survival of the Dead? No. Diary of the Dead. Diary of the Dead. That movie could have been good.
Yeah.
But the whole time, the guy who has the camera is just like, I have to keep filming because no one else is. The media doesn't tell you the stories the way they're actually happening. Okay, I like that, but overall, it makes that a bad zombie movie, because that guy's more focused on, I have to tell this tale of what's going on. I have to truly capture what's going on. Motherfucker, in that situation, you're not doing that.
Yeah, and that is the problem with the movie, because the crux of found footage is, why are they filming it?
Yeah.
You need to get past that, just like in modern-day horror movies. They have to build into the story why these people don't have cell phones. Like that entire subplot in Halloween 2018, just to get rid of her cell phone. So they have to build this into the story. And with found footage, that's your first hurdle to grab the audience, is why are they filming this instead of...
Like the person really films people getting eaten. If you would have put down the camera, you could have done something, motherfucker. That's why I just get mad at that.
That's where this one falls apart a little. I like the movie.
Overall, it's not a bad, and I even enjoy the narrative. Don't trust the media.
Yeah.
You know, and again, don't trust the fucking media. Three corporations control what you fucking hear, see, and do. Now,
Universal's fine. Those other two, though.
He has a contract that obligates him to say that. Now, stepping back, Dawn of the Dead. This whatever year that came out, 76, 78.
Night, Dawn, and Day are my favorites. They're the first three returns.
The funny thing is, the first two are shot in Pittsburgh and right outside of Pittsburgh. Day is shot in Miami. George has gone on record stating that people in Miami don't know how to be zombies because they don't know gray.
That makes sense.
He said you have to know what gray is to understand zombie. That makes sense. When you wake up and every day is like, ba 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 ba, this, you don't understand zombie.
It's Weekend at Bernie's too.
Yeah.
Day is actually, of the original trilogy, Day is my favorite.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that because a zombie learns how to shoot a gun?
No, I just feel like it's the
most realistic
of the movie. Yeah, it's a realistic, bleaker tone to it. And it's not the movie he set out to make. Like, he had, it was originally supposed to be a bigger budget.
Right.
Got his budget. So a bunch of stuff got chopped out of it. And it all takes place in the bunker, which wasn't the intention.
No.
It was supposed to have multiple sets.
But everything taking place in the bunker helps make...
I think it made it a better movie.
It makes it a better movie because it is darker. So, like, you can't get mad that you can't see anything because the movie takes place in a fucking cave.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I like the setting, and I just feel like it's grounded in a way that the other ones aren't. Like, especially... I love Dawn of the Dead as much as everybody else does, but that turns into a slapstick comedy at the last half hour.
It does.
Whereas this stays pretty grounded.
We have Hare Krishna zombies just wandering around.
Yeah. It becomes funny, and it's great. It's a great movie. But there is literally a pie fight in the movie and like at the end of the movie and stuff. So it turns into a full-on slapstick comedy. Whereas this one stays pretty gritty and grounded the whole movie.
No, it does.
Yeah, and I think the commentary, unlike the first one where... The first movie's bleak, but it's done in a way that's like, this is what we're doing to ourselves. We need to change. Whereas the commentary of the third one's just like, fuck all of us. We just deserve to
die. Yeah.
Yeah. And I get that.
Now, how do you feel about like the Tony Todd, Tom Savini remake?
Of I actually really like that.
Yes, same.
Yeah.
And how do you feel about the remake of the Dawn of the Dead with Vin Rames?
As its own movie, I really like it. It totally loses all the social commentary. Because, like, even watching the original Dawn of the Dead now loses a lot of social commentary because even us, we can't relate to the idea. That was shot at the Monroeville Mall, which was the first indoor mall.
Yeah.
So, like, and it hadn't opened to the public yet when they shot it. Like, it had just been built. So, literally nobody seeing that had ever seen a mall before. So, the commentary on consumerism was... intense because people are like, what the fuck is that? Like, just a giant building filled with
stores? And that's the one thing I love when they go, you know, why do they keep coming here? Like, habit. It's what they know. This is where they mm-hmm. belong. I thought that was really compelling. And and the remake, the thing I liked about the remake, it's kind of a weird pro-life movie. Because here you have a lady who's pregnant, who's bitten by a zombie.
Okay.
And then the boyfriend keeps her alive as a zombie,
uh-huh.
chained up.
Yeah.
And then the woman gives birth as a zombie.
Yeah.
And then you have to deal with zombie baby.
Yeah. That's true.
I don't know, man.
Did you ever see the movie Grace?
The Arnold Schwarzenegger one.
No. It's about a zombie baby. But it's played totally serious. It's a very
I'm sorry, I'm thinking Maggie.
Oh, yeah, no. There's a movie called Grace.
Where his daughter's a zombie.
Right, yeah. That's Maggie. Yeah, okay, Grace, woman.
You can see where I'd be confused.
A woman has a stillborn baby, but it's alive as, like, a zombie. So she's trying to, like, keep it alive. But it's played totally, it's very minimalist, the movie. Like, it's not over the top, it's not gory, it's not, like, it's just this dark drama.
Hmm.
Where this baby died but came back as a zombie, and she's trying to keep it alive.
I can relate.
Yeah.
Like, as a parent, like, I don't know what the hell I would do in that situation. And, like, I would probably do what she did. Again.
Good movie. You should check it out.
Hellraiser's a whole franchise on a lady that got some good dick. And that's it, folks. Have a good night. Enjoy.
Get good dick.